gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bond. It's a third anniversary day. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have been our sponsors since the very beginning. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, hot, hot coffee. And during this 33 degrees out there, you might want to go down and get that coffee or tea. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town also, and veterans get discounts. They've done a lot to support our community. They've done a lot in helping the veterans and all the veterans' issues. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Vice Mayor Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Hey, congratulations on 3 years.
Good morning.
Well, thank you.
And you know
on the show probably off and on for the whole
since
time.
Since day one.
Yeah, very early. In fact, maybe before this station even started. So
well, and variations of your titles that you carry with you.
But what I wanted to mention was that what it means to so many people by having a alternative source to get information out to the public, it's really important. And you guys have provided that for three straight continuous years, and that means a lot to the community, probably more than you know. And I know people come forward and thank you all the time, but it really means a lot to a lot of people.
Well, thank you, Patrick. You know,
Alternative, that's good.
We do get that. We get that from a lot of, you know, we have people say that. And if we can serve as a voice or a place for people to be heard, no matter what their political persuasion is, if, you know, everybody has a voice on this station.
Hey, before we get into the meat of the stuff that you guys are going to talk about today, I just want to, and I'm sure Carl's right there with me, that, since we started Free Fire Radio, which is going on over the amount of time that we have had this station, you would come on and you would talk about gun rights and you would talk about, you know, issues and legislation. And we have watched you grow.
Well, thank you.
And we just commend you. And the fact that you personally... it's been fun to watch you, especially as you've really gotten into the city council and the issues and how you work in and out of situations and with people. And so we commend to watch that.
Well, thank you. And that can be said for really all of us, that we all learn, you know, this stuff is all new to a lot of us and we're simply doing what we can. At this time, we're trying to do the best that we can, and I know that's true for both of you, that you're doing the best that you can, and I know for myself, I'm doing the best that I can, being patient and really remembering that we work for the people, and that's very important, and that's what you guys do. So, we'll continue to learn, continue to get better, and stay true to our goals, our objectives, our values, and our vision for the city and move forward. And this is not an easy job, and moving forward, it's going to be tough. What happened recently at City Council, and why I'm so glad to be here today, because the paper has said that this shift in this power, moving Francie Sullivan, essentially bumping Francie Sullivan from the vice mayor position back down to a council member, and essentially council moving me into the vice mayor position. I don't speak for the rest of the council members, but for myself, to me, it's a very important issue that here's a vote. And do I vote for someone that I don't think is going to be correct for that leadership position? And the answer is no, that I am not going to waste my vote. And I suspect that's what other council members had thought as well. Now, I always talk to Gary Cadd, and I've talked to Gary for 4 years for a long time. I've helped him work on his campaign. So me and him are good, close, personal friends because we have a lot of the same vision and goals for Reading. We think fiscally all the time. We want to move the city forward. We love the city of Reading. I've been here my whole life. And so I talk to Gary on a regular basis. But Gary was not an elected official. Gary was a civilian. He was a candidate. And I can talk to Gary as much as I want before he was elected. And Gary can talk to all the council members, and he can talk to anyone as a non-elected official. The fact of the matter is there was no Brown Act violation whatsoever, and the paper knows it.
Let me ask you this just flat out. Did you violate the Brown Act?
Absolutely not.
Did Gary Cadd violate the
Absolutely
Brown Act?
Not.
Did Rick Bassetti?
Don't know about any of the others. But I do know Gary couldn't have because he wasn't elected.
Okay, and that's important. Now, the day he was in, is it once he's elected or is it the day he's sworn in?
It's the day it's for me, and I'm not exactly sure. So to me,
as soon as you're elected.
No, we go by the election date.
Okay.
So for me, it was the November 5th day. That's the time where I did not talk to Gary anymore. I've talked to Gary 1,000 times before, you know, and certainly in October and before. So we don't want to push it. We're very familiar with the Brown Act.
And
we
and
all live by it.
And
well,
what's the Serial Meeting Act? Well, we're talking about that, too.
Well, for example, if I talk to Missy MacArthur, then Missy MacArthur cannot talk about the same topic to Francie Sullivan. That's a serial meeting. But I can guarantee you that I did not break the Brown Act. I'm very familiar with it. And I can tell you for sure that Gary did not break the Brown Act because he's not an elected official. For the others, they have to answer that question.
Well, the last thing is we were at a place where Gary and you were there and Rick Bassetti showed up. And Rick wouldn't even come over to the two of you because of what it would look like.
And I'd like to, for our listeners, okay, the Brown Act. When we get back, let's define what the meaning of the Brown Act is. People will say it out there. It's like Bill 521. Well, what is it? Let's explain that when we come back. Patrick Jones, Vice Mayor, is with us. Carla Lindabot, thanks for being with us for 3 years. We love it. We'll see you on the other side of these commercial breaks on KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are searching for direction in early trading as the stalemate in Washington over the fiscal cliff continues. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's just about flat. Meanwhile, two companies are trading higher today thanks to Goldman Sachs. TiVo stock is jumping after being initiated with a buy rating from the banking giant. Marathon Oil is also getting a boost after Goldman upgraded the company to buy with a $39 price target. On the flip side, ExxonMobil is drifting lower after Goldman downgraded its rating to neutral, citing poor exploration and production numbers. Students aren't the only ones with college debt. College and universities themselves have been borrowing large sums of cash to finance their expansion in an effort to appeal to prospective students. Enrolled students, and in some cases taxpayers, end up footing the bill. Moody's is reporting that Harvard is the wealthiest school in the country, but has the most debt of any private school in the country at $6 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This is Ed K. Blue from the Bold Truth Radio Show. Please join us on Thursday, December 20th in the Derby Room, located in the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive at 6 p.m. for the Bold Truth Fundraiser. You could win a Ruger LC9 9mm handgun with laser. Tickets can be purchased at the Jones Fort Gun Store at 1600 East Cypress. Just see Patrick Jones. More than ever, we need to keep the voice of freedom alive.
Haven Humane Society offers these holiday tips to keep your animals safe. Holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias can be toxic if eaten. Holiday lights mean more electrical cords strung around your home, so be sure they're in good condition. Make sure your tree is properly secured to prevent pets from knocking it over. And remember, tinsel, yarn, and ribbon can be detrimental to pets. For more details, call 241-1653 and listen to Pet Talk with Haven Humane on Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9, on the fourth Thursday of each month here on AM 1460, KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-221-2642, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's cold out there. They will keep your house warm. Been in the business since 1992. These are great people at Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Give them a call, 530-221-2642. Our guest, Vice Mayor Patrick Jones.
Thank
okay,
you, Carl.
Explain the Brown Act to you in like 5 seconds.
Very briefly, what the Brown Act, this is the open meeting laws, and they're very clear that you cannot talk to more than one other council member prior to a meeting on any given subject. It's that clear. It's that clear. And that's what we're talking about here.
And that's to provoke, that's to keep collusion and guys ganging up and making decisions, behind, you know, the old quote closed doors.
That is correct.
Okay.
And that is to an elected official. Now, be outside of that, you can talk to whomever that you like, trying to gather information. And we do that all the time. We should. We need to do our job.
We should do that. Yeah.
In the case here, this is not really about the ranting and raving of the Record Searchlight and Bruce Ross about the Brown Act, because that's not what it's about. It's not about a violation of the Brown Act, and Bruce Ross knows it. What it's about is a change in leadership from a more liberal to a more conservative form of leadership, and that's what it's about, and they're unhappy with that. And they're trying to sell more newspapers and create more drama when there shouldn't be any more drama. We have a job to do, and we are elected by the people because of our views. It's so important that we stay true to our principles and then follow those out. And I simply cannot vote for a person that I don't believe in my heart is right for the job. And I'm not going to throw that vote away because that's what people elected me to do. And I think moving forward, council members need to think about that. And I think that's what this council is doing.
So are the gloves off then? So we're not just going to follow rote. You all are not just going to follow rote. Just because it was this way before, we're going to do it again.
I am not rubber stamping.
Okay.
And I believe the majority of this council sees how important it is, because you're an elected official, to carry out what people sent you there to do. Is to your ideas, your thoughts, your vision for Reading move forward with that. And today is a new day. And for me, it's not about rubber stamping we had no policy on the guidelines. We had a system, and we could easily change to whatever we felt was best.
The system's been changed at other levels, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's not just here. It's the Board of Supervisors and everything. Okay, let's get into things like, let's talk about crime. Crime is, I mean, you look at the front page. Now, I realize is that there, you know, Plenty was on yesterday, Rob Plenty was saying, look, Reading is a safe place. Your statistics, when you look at statistics, yes, it makes it look bad. However, that it's not that bad. Is crime, but we do have crime. We have a 56% rise in property crime. What is the city council going to do about that?
Well, I tell you, we have an excellent city police chief, Chief Rob Plenty, and he understands the situation very well, and he's going to implement his ideas and his goals for this city. He's come from a different city where they have had high crime, so he understands about crime, and certainly our property crime is up. And what Chief Paletti was talking about yesterday and in the news last night was that if you have one murder per year as an average, let's say, and all of a sudden you have two, that's a massive increase in you know, violent crime.
Statistically.
And so Reading is a safe place, but that does not mean that we do not have an increase in crime. We do, and certainly property crimes are highly on the increase. And we have a difficult time attacking it because of all the other related issues as well. But I can tell you with this chief, he is very aware of it, and he is going to do everything that he can, working with the Sheriff's Department, using some new techniques, some new statistics. He is superb on statistics, and he will get better results, I think, from the latest technology advancing what we believe is the right direction for Reading.
If a lot of people believe that the mission of the city government is protection and infrastructure.
I know
you agree on that. If that's the case, is money going to be shifted from other departments to make our city safer?
I believe what you'll see is that for the entire city, it's not fair to cut out the entire roads department and simply put it towards public safety. Now, some would argue that may be the better way. The better way to move forward is to be fiscally conservative, watch your spending, because we absolutely, without question, need our community service officers back. We need another 20, 25 police officers on their beats. We absolutely strive to do that. But that is through tough negotiations moving forward with all the unions and with all the departments. And that's from the very top moving forward. Now, for myself personally, I gave up all my retirement, health care benefits, all of it, $18,000 per year, only council member ever to do it, to do my part. We must do things differently moving forward. And there are other things that we need to do. Carl, if I could only do one thing to help this city move forward, it's fiscal responsibility. When we give the farm away and when we give raises, it really hampers the city's ability to get more staffing and public safety. We have to be very cautious with that. We have to be very cautious about the benefits. And when we give greater benefits, that hampers ourselves in getting more personnel on the ground, which is what the public wants. And we're going to get there. And I think this new majority has the fortitude and the backbone to do it.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Our guest is Vice Mayor Patrick Jones. Jay, I hope you can hang on. We've got calls that are going to be, we'll be taking right after these messages. KCNR 1460. Yes, it's our birthday. 3 years. Love it. Thank you for being with us.
Restaurant inside Wind River Casino offers a fabulous holiday buffet on December 25th from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Menu includes chef carb prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams, and roast salmon with an array of trimmings and delicious desserts. Enjoy the holidays and let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy valued time with family and friends. Adults $18.95, children $7.95. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReddingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, having cake all over our faces. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors.
I love that.
Local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and all the surrounding areas. Head on down there. They have got a car, truck, or SUV for you, whether it's previously owned or brand new, and a service department that is second to none. They will keep you on the road. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or just stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Tell them it's a birthday present for Carl and Linda. Buy a car for yourself before the tax rate goes up, the sales tax rate goes up.
All right.
Reading Crown Motors. Our guest
is Vice Mayor Patrick Jones. We're going to go to the phones. Jay, thanks for holding Jay, our taxi cab.
Yellow cab.
Advisor.
Yellow cab.
Of course.
We have to say yellow cab.
He is also laser friendly. I don't know why you had to say that. Man about town. Actually, Peter Gunn was perfect for you because that's you walking through the door. Jay, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're good.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
You know, Mr. Jones, I've always admired the fact that you're not afraid to stand by your views. I've seen you on multiple occasions see the lone dissenting vote, and I applaud you for standing by your principles. My question, and I must admit, I'm a little ignorant. I paid far more attention to the national politics than I did to local. What really has changed when it comes to the local politics? How will that allow you to make the changes that you're referring to, sir?
Well, right now, not a lot has changed. We have five council members. The only thing that has changed is outgoing Mayor Dick Dickerson and the incoming new council member, Gary Cadd. So time will tell ultimately what that means. Now, what I believe that means is a more conservative city council. Dick's voting record speaks for itself. I think it was fairly liberal. Gary Cadd's going to be coming on. He is on now, and he is a fiscal conservative like myself. And so I, you know, for me, I, many times there were 4-1 votes, occasionally 2-3s on the lonesome losing side. And now I think sometimes the more fiscal conservative views will move forward. And so that's what I'm hoping on. Time will ultimately tell that. And, I think it's a great day for Reading. I think that having a more fiscal conservative council is what Reading needs. I think it's what Reading has needed this last 6 years, the entire time that I was there. You know, for the first 2 years that I was on council in 2007 and 8, I pretty much did nothing. I voted. I was on the losing end almost every situation. And we spent a lot of money in those years, and we made promises in those years that we are having trouble keeping today. And that was my disappointment with council then. Today is a new day. We have a new, more fiscal conservative council. Some don't like that. Some people don't like that. And I think the paper, Bruce Ross, shameful, because you didn't identify what really happened. What really happened was we have now a more conservative council that is not going to rubber stamp. And the headline shouldn't have been something about a possible Brown Act violation. What the headline should have been is that council member Sullivan is stepped back. Council member Jones has moved up to Vice Mayor Jones, a more conservative leadership program at City Hall. That's what it should have said, because that's the truth. And moving forward, I hope that we can remember that. Hope that each council member remembers why we were elected to City Hall. We have some unfunded liabilities that are unbelievable. And if they were in my life, I would be bankrupt. Just the post-retirement health care alone. Right. And we have to do better. And we have to make the tough decisions today. Because the former mayor Dickerson did say it was about the children. And he is absolutely right. It is about the children. It's about doing our job today and handing off our city government better than the way we found it. And that we cannot say is true today. And we must do better. Thank you, Jay.
I've seen it, sir. I mean, I grew up in this area. So I'm one of those children who grew up and stayed here. So I totally understand what you're doing. And, you know, I wish you the very best. Keep up the good work. And I hope, Carl and Linda, you have a wonderful day.
Hey, it's our birthday, Jay. Jay's been with us from the beginning, too. Okay, hey, Pat, before we have taken another break, how much of this fiasco at the library cost the pet taxpayers? Were the city sued to keep people from their First Amendment rights?
Well, this issue, it's in the paper today, and again, I did not support our city attorney's recommendation to council to change our local laws or ordinances restricting people's ability to hand out things in front of the library. That is a First Amendment right.
If people don't know what this is about, in front of the library, there was a group of people from an organization that was handing out pamphlets about the Constitution.
It was a pocket Constitution.
A pocket Constitution. The people in the library said, you can't be here, you've got to move, and then now you have to leave. And then it escalated where it should have just been, at that point, the city council should have just kiboshed it, in my opinion, and just said, but what happened is it ends up going to court. The city loses at the initial, and then appeals it to the next level, and loses there. Except for the part that you can't put leaflets on people's cars in the parking lot. Well, that's
my fine. My response at the time was that, do we need another local ordinance, another local law restricting people's ability to hand out a flyer in front of the library? Absolutely not. My response at the time was, we should be looking for ways to increase a person's freedom, not take it away. And that mentality ultimately is playing out through the courts, and it's correct.
How much did that cost?
Well, time will tell ultimately what it cost, but I believe we lost at the Superior Court level. Now we've essentially lost at the appellate court decision. Those were all 4-1 by counsel. And again, because our city attorney is advising us, typically the counsel goes with the city attorney's recommendation. I did not. I believe the city attorney was wrong. I think these court cases shows that my way of thinking was correct, And this will end up costing the taxpayers probably around $250,000.
Because they're paying for the attorney's fees from the other side. And by the way, you'll see Tea Party involved in this because it's a pejorative term, Tea Party. Yes, the Tea Party is one that brought the suit, but also the ACLU. You had people from, you might say, both ends of the spectrum saying, hey, this is a shot at, this is an attack on the First Amendment.
You know, in today's modern age, we really have got to watch about restricting ordinances on our population. Is that what we need to do? Do we need to restrict people's freedoms moving forward? I say we've already lost too much. I think we have too much regulation, and we certainly did not need another ordinance. And this one's going to cost us. This one will be on our city attorney's recommendation to council, and ultimately the council was responsible because they moved that forward on a 4-1. I stood alone then, based on the principle that this is a First Amendment right and a violation of your freedom of speech. I am correct.
Okay, Patrick, you have to get going here, I think.
Back to work. Thank you, guys. Happy third birthday.
That's right. Merry Christmas, Patrick.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. December the 14th, 3 years ago today, we were sweaty.
It was cold.
It was cold, but we were sweating in here.
Well, and then Bob Belongi, who was did a 24-hour, he pulled 24 hours of trying to put this thing together, got sick the next day. So we started the next day. In like, yeah, we just scrambled, but we appreciate you so much. You guys have hung in there.
Bob
You've been
Belongi.
Loyal. We have some
our
loyal.
Crew we've got now. Our crew now, we couldn't ask for
our
a better
listeners.
Crew.
We have loyal listeners.
Chat
Man.
Pack, everybody. We just love you guys. Hey, this portion of the show is, and one of the reasons, and then of course, our advertisers and the people that advertise on our station and believe in what we stand for and believe in community. Shasta Gas Propane. They have 4,000, over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Locally owned, family operated. They offer discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're very price competitive. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, family operated, service oriented. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. If it's cold and you need propane, there they are.
Yeah, currently 36 okay. degrees in the downtown studios. Being talking about being cold here. Actually, we love it though. 36 degrees. We have the forecast looks like we've got about 30% chance of rain today, with temperatures getting up to about 50. And the forecast tonight decreasing with our percentage of rain, which is about 10% decreasing, slight chance, with temperatures around 34. We're going to do the weekend. It looks like Saturday, 50% chance of rain. Sunday, 50% chance of rain. So I guess we need to, rev up the Harley today if we're going to do it. But the weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards.
Who've been a sponsor
tomorrow,
of ours.
Tomorrow, which is a really special event we'd like to share with you, something that we really suggest highly that this is something that everybody should do.
Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Reads Across America, 12 o'clock tomorrow, presentation of colors, national anthem. What this is they have the wreaths to lay on to the final resting spots of our heroes, of our veterans, either those who fell in combat or those who have passed away and that are resting at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. At 12 noon, there'll be a short ceremony, and then the wreaths will be, you can take a wreath and put it on someone's marker on the gravestone or over where they are, where they're in their final resting place. I would recommend that you get there around 11:30. But I also recommend is that, if you have kids, bring your kids, bring your grandkids, bring people with you to pay these honors to these people, to these heroes that have defended our nation. And it is such a beautiful ceremony. Again, 12 noon at Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Reeves Across America.
One of the most memorable moments that I can look back, and I have a snapshot moment? It was a Patriot Guard run, and I was just newly, I never did the motorcycle thing until Carl, and we went to the Igo Cemetery for to be in a flag line. And it was probably, we were coming back and we were riding in a three formation, and there was Bruce and there was Indian Dave and Carl. And I was in the back of Carl. I looked to my left and I saw these guys that were all just really on a mission, coming back from like a mission. They had honor and integrity. And they were proud, and they were looking forward, and it was this snapshot, like, wow, this is really cool for me. I was in the back, and it was like I was having I was witnessing this moment. They're all common. They've all, very supportive of veterans and so on and so forth. If you get a chance to do it tomorrow.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Ambulances are at an elementary school in Connecticut. Amid unconfirmed reports, there has been a shooting. Fox News Radio's Hank Weimblum is following the breaking story live.
Here's what we know. A lot of police activity at the Sandy Hill Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. The school goes from kindergarten through fourth grade. This man works nearby.
I just came to work, and I see a lot of state cops going up the hill. A lot of state cops.
Ambulances also on the scene. There are unconfirmed reports of a shooting at the school. Students were being seen led away from the school by their teachers. A staging area has been set up for parents to pick up their children, and the school has canceled all activities for the day. Dave.
Hank, that mall in Portland, Oregon, where a man went crazy, will reopen next hour.
The Clackamas Town Center Mall was closed late Tuesday after a 22-year-old man opened fire inside, killing two people and wounding a third before killing himself. A store manager told an Oregon newspaper she fears now that holiday shopping will suffer and people will stay away.
That's Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Republicans got one thing they wanted. Susan Rice will not be the next Secretary of State. She will today go to the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The president's meeting today with Ambassador Rice underscores his deep respect for her, even though he agreed to drop her as a Secretary of State candidate. The president blames unfair and misleading attacks on Rice regarding her erroneous remarks about the Benghazi attack, that they were part of a protest that got out of hand rather than a terrorist orchestrated plan. Georgia GOP Senator Johnny Isaacson tells me if anyone is to blame, it's the administration for sending her out with those talking points.
I'm saying they left her hanging when they could have come back and said we were wrong in the information we first gave.
It's believed that Massachusetts Senator John Kerry will be the Secretary of State nominee now. Dave?
Mike, we're paying a lot less at the pump. That's keeping inflation in check. A big drop in gas last month, and overall consumer prices down 0.3%. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When Isaac took on the family business, it was his shot at redemption. He'd failed in school, but this was his second chance. So what happened? He failed. Again. But Isaac's story doesn't stop there. His uncle helped him get a college education, where he did well. How well? Fast forward to his full name, Isaac Newton. Perhaps the greatest and most influential scientist who ever lived. You probably know him from his theory of gravity. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge with another respected theory. This one is about failure. You don't have to get thunked by a falling object to know that failure can say more about the work than the worker in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Three cops are due in court this hour in Texas. They're part of a task force to crack down on drug trafficking, but they and a fourth officer are facing charges of taking thousands of dollars in bribes to help move large shipments of cocaine. The family of a retired Marine is asking President Obama for help, freeing John Hammer, who's been in a Mexican jail since August, facing threats from drug gangs. Eddie Varen Levy is his attorney.
It has to be resolved under the law. I mean, people are saying with a phone call, things can happen, but we have to do just like we have in the United States, the court system.
Hammer was arrested for bringing an antique rifle to Mexico. U.S. Border Patrol agents told him it was legal to go there with it. A robbery in Colorado, a nasty one.
Neighbors in this northwest Denver neighborhood are still in shock. They heard the knock on the apartment door last night and then the screams.
Someone came up to the house, sprayed gas all over everybody and lit them on fire, talking about where is this, where is that, I want this, I want that.
Police are now searching for two men who they say used a bug sprayer to cover a woman in gasoline and then demanded drugs. When the woman refused, they threw a match at her. Three people inside the apartment were also burned when they came to help. Police are now looking into a similar incident a few hours earlier at a check cashing store. In Denver, Brenda Stewart, Fox News Radio.
Jenny Rivera's body's back in California, where the Mexican music star was born. Her remains were flown there last night.
The singer was killed Sunday when the plane she was in crashed in a mountainous area. The Las Vegas-based flight company was already under investigation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, which had already seized two of the company's planes earlier this year. The DEA has also subpoenaed all of Starwood Management's records, including any correspondence with a former Tijuana mayor who officials suspect has ties to organized crime.
Fox News Radio, Sabrina Sabag in our top story. A lot of unconfirmed reports of a shooting at an elementary school, Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's 8:05 in the morning on December the 14th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and KCNR1460.com is our streaming. You can listen to a streaming or just hop in our chat pack too. Got a lot of stuff. We got both the phone lines filled up, and I want to say happy birthday to you, Linda.
It's our third birthday, and again, we want to thank. We're going to again talk about all of our sponsors that have been with us since day one. Tobacco and Brew and Salmo Vineyards, and well, we've been mentioning those sponsors and those show hosts that have been with us since day one. It takes a collective energy.
It does. It does.
To launch something.
And
wow, to start a talk radio, you know, show, and station, and to be able, you know, have some of it syndicated, lots of local, wow, it's really been a ride.
It has, and you know what, we can't thank the people enough that have supported us, and the fact is that we keep growing all the time, and when you grow, there's changes, and we're going to have some really good changes here as we move forward, because as you move, you have to bring change in. But there's some things we never want to change, and that's having our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 8, and 9, and here's Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Markets are choppy this morning in early trading. Currently, the Dow's up 10 points at 13,181, while the NASDAQ's down 13 at 2,978, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,416. Oil's up 56 cents at $86.42 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.86%. Gold's down 80 cents this morning at 1,696, while silver is up 11 pennies at $32.47 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's down 35 cents at $88.22. Intel's up 13 cents at $20.61, while Disney is down 3 dimes at $48.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Josh. And we, like I said, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, and or visit them at Park Marina Drive. They're the ones, if you kind of you're figuring out what in the heck is happening at Wall Street, they're the ones to ask. Okay, you know, and on Fridays from Adamson's Peak Performance, we have our health tip, and here's Amy.
Happy Friday. It's our birthday.
Amy, are you bringing us things like cake?
Oh, gosh, no. Maybe some fruits and bananas.
Okay. Okay. Well, what is our fitness tip of the week?
Okay, guys. Holidays are around the corner, right? So let's try to have no gain. In fact, here at the gym, we have a little contest called Don't Look Like Santa. So the goal, yeah, the goal is that I
Too
want
late.
You to try to not gain any weight, at least maintain, and then try to lose at least 1 pound over the holiday season if you can. So here's some little tips. You got to remember, everyone tells me that they have no time this month to work out. But the problem with that is this is the month where everybody increases their caloric intake because of parties, because of treats that people are bringing in. So you want to remember, don't slow down your exercise or you're going to slow down your metabolism. You want to keep exercising so you can tolerate that little extra caloric intake you might be having. Okay, guys, I always say this a lot. Don't skip breakfast. You've got to eat breakfast, okay? Skipping breakfast will make you ravenously hungry later, okay? And that's going to prompt you to overeat at the parties or prompt you to overeat when people bring snacks into the office. And please don't let long stretches of time go without eating. That also is going to cause you to overeat. Make sure you drink water, boom, first thing in the morning when you get up, before anything, a nice full glass of water to turn on your metabolism. And then make sure before each meal you're having some water too, okay? So again, don't slow that exercise down. Eat your breakfast in the morning, drink water, and try not to look like Santa this season.
I want you to know that I'm following that. I'm having a glass of water with that donut in the morning.
Wait a minute.
But I'm not skipping breakfast.
No. We really appreciate that so much, Amy. You always have great sound advice, and we know how important it is to stay balanced. You help us to do that. And all of the folks in Adamson's Peak Performance, we're so happy. And again, we have been with Adamson's before we started this station.
That's right.
Our gym of choice. We've known Amy since then. We're celebrating our third anniversary today, our third birthday today for KCNR. The big family here.
You can send us a gift card for healthy food. Okay. Amy, thanks a lot. We've known Amy, see, gosh, that's right now, for 5 years since she was 12. Since she was 12.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Amy. Tell Joe and the gang down there hello for us and Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Have we'll be right. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we've got with us
a really very special guest.
I think you're going to like it. Jim Hagenson from the Northern California State Militia. And we're going to be also, we go through our show thanking a variety of people here. We'll be right back, though. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott, December the 14th. It's, 8:15. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004, providing assistance including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All the helpers, all the assistants at Home Helpers have been background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. You want to find out if Home Helpers is something that can assist your family? Give Sharon a call at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350 for a complimentary in-home assessment. Home Helpers. Okay. Our guest, and this is the second time we've had Jim on, is Jim Hagenson. I hope I pronounced that right. Who is the infantry captain of the Northern California State Militia. Good morning.
Morning.
You were on here before, almost about a year ago, right?
Yeah, I'm glad to be back for the big birthday show.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm glad you're here, too, because
it's time.
You know, it's just people, when they hear the term militia, a lot of times get uptight. What's the Northern California State Militia?
Just a bunch of regular people, actually. Most of the time when somebody new shows up, they're always surprised that we're just regular people. And we owe that militia reputation mostly to media. The media doesn't like us. They don't like the word militia. They don't like independent people. So we tend to get a bad rap in the media. But the reality is totally different. We're just normal people. Disappointingly so to some people.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing. You're on your website, because I checked your website out, and you have your photo of everybody in there. Just everybody's having a good time. But, I mean, you're showing faces. I mean, this is not like one of those things where everybody's wearing masks. And so, when you see that, you realize is that there's nothing illegal or criminal going on here, or you would not be showing opening this thing up to everybody. In fact, the Northern California State Militia is open to everybody of good character.
Right. Yeah, as long as you don't have a felony conviction.
There you go.
Not on Megan's list.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So tell us what you all have a charter and what you stand for. Can you tell us about that?
It's several pages long, but mostly it's just pro-Constitution stuff, traditional American ideals based on the Founding Fathers, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, some old-fashioned traditional documents that don't apply much in life anymore. But we still hold them close to our hearts.
We hold them close to our hearts here, too. And, Jim, what did you do before you got involved in here? I think you were in law enforcement.
Yes. I was in the Army for a few years, and then I went into law enforcement, mostly in the Bay Area, parole agent in Oakland and Vallejo for many years.
And you came up to Reading about how long ago?
About 12 years ago.
And when did you get involved with the Northern California State Militia?
Just about 3 years ago.
Had it already been in existence at that point, or is this something that you and your friends think we need something like this?
Fortunately for me, it was already in existence. It had already been established. I'm not good at inventing wheels, but I love to borrow ideas from other people who come up with them. So the organization was established. It was already running. They tricked me into becoming the CO, and I've been here ever since.
Anybody wants to take BCO, take a step forward, and everybody takes a step back. Hey, Jim, good.
Yeah,
we voted for you. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about growth of the militias. And I know Linda wants to talk about preparation because, being ready in case there's a disaster. Yeah, because, we are just involved with the, disaster preppers in this, or the apocalypse. Not that we believe that there's going to be an apocalypse, but we do believe that people should be ready. So we'll be right back. We have the Northern California State Militia with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty.
We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:22 in the morning, December the 14th. 3 years ago today, we started this madness. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Craftmaster Windshield Repair, who's been with us since the early days also. Jeff has, Jeff Wurst. He can fix small chips or cracks up to 24 inches long. I know, it's 24 inches. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, and you can't even see it. And in fact, I'm heading down there here in the next day or two to fix the chips that he can also do. That's Jeff Wurst at Reading Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Head on down to 3280 Market Street right here in Reading, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. That's 241-8373. Our guest, Jim Hagenson, from the Northern California State Militia. Now, let's you know, a lot of questions. Now, what is the Northern California State Militia? What is a, you know, I know what we said about a lot of people get the term militia bad. How do you, what is your all's concept of the militia?
Well, under California state law, most people don't know about it, but it's there. It's in writing. All able-bodied men, 18 to 45, are in the militia, whether you know it or not. It's a little bit like being available for jury duty. If the governor calls, you are required to show up. And if you don't show up, you're declared a deserter and subject to imprisonment. The fact that you don't know that doesn't save you from that responsibility.
Ignorance of the law.
Right.
Is no
excuse.
So so it says that in our Constitution?
It says that in the Military and Veterans Code. California has a specific code book.
18 to 45.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
And other persons who may volunteer. So a lot of us are over 45 who are in the militia.
Barely.
Yeah. Okay. So we volunteer. And that's the basis. Okay. Now, we've expanded that because we don't figure if we wait for the governor to call up the militia, that would be very ready, very prepared if we wait for an emergency to get called up. So we're preparing now. We're planning and training now. And we've expanded the membership roles. We accept people down to 14 if they come with their parents, and we don't have a maximum age. We've got a coordinator for a mountain bike unit that we're putting together, and he's 77, but he's capable of riding 100 miles a day. So he's our oldest physically able participant.
So you're looking at what they can do and not at age, essentially.
Yes.
Their capabilities as opposed to age.
Yes.
We just had, you know, talking about the joining us, we just had a phone call and the question was, can active duty military join the militia?
Not technically, no. It's like if you're in the Army, you can't be in the Navy. You can only be in one thing at a time. And the definition specifies certain elected positions can't be in the militia and certain federal officials can't be in the state militia. And federal military comes under that. Even if you're just a reservist, you can't officially join, but you can train with us and participate.
Okay. So you've looked at it as we're a militia, we're a group of people here that if the governor calls us up, we want to be as prepared as possible. We want to be able to offer our services to the sheriff or other elected officials like that?
Yes.
Okay.
How often do you, as a group, get reports or attend, what's the word I want to say?
Get together for a meeting?
Study, for instance, catastrophes that perhaps could be coming right around the corner.
We try to incorporate a whole lot of scenarios and possibilities because, as we always say to ourselves, none of us has a crystal ball. So we don't know exactly what's coming. So we train for sort of generic disasters, whether it be earthquakes or fires, massive power outages. We try to be prepared for a whole set of contingencies. We train as a group, a company-wide group, once a month on the third Sunday of each month. And we have other meetings locally. The Reading Platoon meets at the round table at the mall twice a month, and they get 45 or 50 people there. And that's just Reading. Cottonwood last week met. They only meet usually once a month for their official meeting. 35 people showed up last time. But they also go out and do patrols in the community almost every week, sometimes twice a week. And the other units like Sacramento and the Bay Area, they get together on their own schedule. They usually have at least one local training event per month, and that's always in addition to the company-wide event.
I've always been curious that communication systems, the telephone, computer, go down. Are you ham? Do you have a ham operating radio? Do you send flares? What do you do? I mean, all of a sudden you know that you need to come. How do y'all get in touch?
That's one of the best questions that we've thought through. Yes, there are several of us who are ham licensed now. I know enough to be dangerous. I just got my radio this week. But there are
Bob Flevin, because he's been in ham radio his whole life.
Is it hard to become a ham to get your license?
No, but you have to devote at least one full day to torture. The exam and the class they gave, they simply said, this is going to be like spending a day chewing sand. And that was the most accurate description.
Chewing sand. You know what? 30 years in the Marine Corps, I have never heard that one. This
but I like that.
Like chewing
all right,
sand.
So is that that's your way to communicate in case everything goes out?
That's one of them.
Okay,
we got like 2 minutes here. You know, this sounds like to me is like, you know, since the last time you were on. And you know what? And we talked to Jim twice, you know, once in the last show and once in this show. But ever so often I'll hear something from people. But you all have grown. And you all are linked to other organizations within the state.
Yeah, our headquarters element is now the California State Militia, not just Northern California. Right. And we have a Los Angeles unit. And it just went over 200 people down there.
Wow.
So.
Well, National Geographic with our preppers, with the prepper show on National Geographic has really put the whole idea of this into mainstream.
Well, I think so. But, you know, again, and this is what I believe that is what you all are looking at. I mean, and we want to talk about that when we come back, is the preparedness and being with a group of people that believe in that way, because your chances of making it through a disaster with a, you know, group of people is better if you're out there isolated by yourself. And so what you're doing is just, it's common sense, in my opinion.
If you think about it ahead of time, it is.
It is. If you think about it ahead of time, it's called preparation. And yet sometimes people hear the word preppers and they get a little inky. Okay. Our guest is Jim Hagenson from the Northern California State Militia. We're talking about the militias themselves, preparation for disasters. And we're also, kind of celebrating, well, we're celebrating our third birthday here at KCNR 1460.
We launched 3 years ago today, December 14th, and we're so glad you have been here with us. And we again want to shout out to our chat pack, our sponsors, our shows, and our good, right-hand person, for everything, Bob Balanchi.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There's been a shooting at an elementary school in Connecticut. Here's Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum live.
A local official is telling the Associated Press that a gunman has been killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, about 70 miles from New York City. We're also hearing from an ambulance dispatcher that a teacher has been shot in the foot. Area hospitals are gearing up, but we have no confirmed information about other people being shot. Lots of police and ambulances at the scene. Crying children were seen being led from the school by their teachers, and we're told there will be a police news conference in a couple of hours, Chris.
Four people set on fire at a home in Denver.
Someone came up to the house, sprayed gas all over everybody, and lit them on fire, talking about, where is this, where is that, I want this, I want that.
Nobody's dead. One woman badly hurt. Police are looking for two suspects. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 6 points. Consumer prices fell last month, led by gasoline. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Play High Stakes Bingo at Wind River Casino.
High Stakes Bingo.
Don't miss Bingo's Farewell to 2012 Marathon and drawing on Sunday, December 30th. Free breakfast buffet included. Over $40,000 will go.
40 grand.
20 games pay $2,012. Plus, 20 lucky winners will be selected to share over $4,000 in cash.
Put a couple grand in your hand.
For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM. December the 14th.
And it's currently 36 degrees.
And Linda Bott.
Yeah.
Wait, just let me finish.
I just come right over you.
You know, it's like last
Roll
night.
Roll right
when
over
we
you.
Were at the Seroptimist, and they gave a, we were doing the auction. It was a
last
great
night.
They raised a lot of money for some great things. They asked us to be the auctioneers. You know, but they, unfortunately, they only gave us one microphone. Yeah, I mean, and you, I go, see this, hey Bob, you see this bruise right there? You know, what is the size of that bruise? Could that be the size of a microphone? And she reached over and wrapped me in the head.
It was either that or the size of the tip of the heel of a high heel.
No. This was, I tell you, this is, you know what, you know how big around a microphone is? Well, I've got a bruise on my forehead that big. She says, oh, you want the microphone?
With or without the
there
ball.
There it is. Here it is. Did you hear this? There, that's what it sounded like.
I got lost a few times when it came to our auction. And our bidders, and Carl,
the bidders had to remind
Carl
us.
Carl was like starting off with these figures, and then I have to explain this item to you, and then we would go after I would
in the
go
middle
through
of the auction.
This description, I'd go, where were we?
And then Linda says, I can do this. She goes, okay, I have a $40 bid from number 150, and I have a $75 bid from 130, and I have a 130 bid from 120. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, take over. All right. Okay, let's get back on
I'm
here.
I'm lost, honey. That's what you said.
We're lost. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Iper Square Barbershop, where I actually got Tim. Tim was speechless, but I finally got him after 4 years. And Logan and his dad, DC, were there to see it, to watch it, that it happened. So, Tim, you know, I'm good for another 4 years. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors on Athens Avenue. Great guys. Man's last stronghold. All right. Let's move forward here. Jim Hagenson from the Northern California State Militia. We have a bunch of questions coming in from the chat room.
Yes, I'd like to ask Jim a question from our chat room. This is what it says. Their group sends out patrols in Cottonwood. For what? ? Also, what authority do they have if they see a burglary or bank robbery? Meaning the militia groups. Group.
It's a good question. I always get entertained when I hear that kind of a question. Some people don't realize that basically every citizen in California has the same authority as almost any peace officer. As a former peace officer, I remember when I was at the police academy, they were teaching us the authority that we had as peace officers to make arrests. And it really wasn't much different than a citizen. So there isn't really any difference. The only difference when you get through the whole penal code is that a peace officer can arrest somebody who commits a crime, a felony, not in his presence, if he believes the person did it. A normal citizen has to be present and witness a misdemeanor or a felony occurring in order to make the arrest. A police
citizen's
officer,
arrest.
A citizen's arrest is right. What was normally called. I think the penal code calls it a private person's arrest. But in any case, it's basically the same. The big issue, though, is you're taking responsibility. You have to stand up and say, I'm taking responsibility as a human being. I just saw that person commit a crime. I'm stepping up, and I'm going to do something. Most Americans no longer have that capability. It's, for whatever reason, it's been squished out of them.
It's been legalized out of them.
Well, or feared out of them. They're afraid to do something. Oh, what would happen to me? Oh, I could get hurt. Oh, I could get sued.
I could get sued.
I'm doing nothing. Yeah. I'm sitting by. I'm helpless. Somebody from the government will come and take care of it. I'll call 911. They'll come and get it.
In another hour.
Take care of it. Right. Yeah.
So you all are taking a stand.
We have the same authority. Yeah, right. We're standing up. We're saying we're not taking it anymore.
And so when you're patrolling out, you're keeping your neighborhood safe. If you see something that's happening, I'm sure you call the police, but at the same time, you take an action against the miscreant.
We turn the prisoners over to the sheriff when he finally shows up. Sheriff's department is a fine sheriff's department, and Tom Bosnico is a good sheriff.
Uh-huh.
But there just aren't many of them out there anymore. And most people don't notice that. I mean, they're happy because there's no one writing them tickets. But if you call for help in Shasta County, you're going to have a wait.
And Tom Bosinko, who's on here on a regular basis, will tell you that. It's just when you cut back on this and you've got a county this big, you'll be lucky if you have sometimes they show up in an hour. We have friends up in the Shingletown. She says if she has problems because she has a business, she calls the militia first. And they're there, she says, in about 8 minutes, a couple car loads. And there that will solve the problem. At the same time, she's dialing the sheriff's department. So So you're on patrols. You have has there been any repercussions from this at all, from the militia out there?
Well, it's led to some interesting stories. The reputation has been amazing.
Really?
In the criminal community in particular, I almost hesitate to dissuade them from the stories they've been telling. That we've been grabbing people at gunpoint, doing drug searches, stopping vehicles, doing drug searches, detaining people at gunpoint. Quite an array of stories.
None of which I'm sure are true.
Well, not their versions.
Not their versions.
No.
Okay. What happens as a law enforcement officer if somebody does draw a weapon on one of your people, not the other people?
Oh,
does that happen, or is it just mainly?
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, and well, that's what you know. What, and that's important. They have not had to do something like that.
Right. We had a meeting with the sheriff and Mike Asman, the head of their patrol division, and we were talking about that a couple weeks ago, trying to work out some ground rules for coordination so their dispatch knows when we're out. So when they get a call about a strange group of 15 men moving through the alley, and they call it in as a suspicious circumstance, the sheriff dispatch at least knows what's going on.
There's 15 people. There's 15 people moving through my alley. Oh, that's okay. They're ours.
Well, we
okay,
have to take good. A break here on KCNR 1460. It is our third birthday today. We appreciate you. We've got more questions from our chat pack. Love you guys. And so we got questions for Jim. Our guest here is from the North State Militia, California State Militia. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 AM.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
This is Ed K. Blue from the Bold Truth Radio Show. Please join us on Thursday, December 20th in the Derby Room, located in the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive at 6 p.m. for the Bold Truth Fundraiser. You could win a Ruger LC9 9mm handgun with laser. Tickets can be purchased at the Jones Fort Gun Store at 1600 East Cypress. Just see Patrick Jones. More than ever, we need to keep the voice of freedom alive.
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London Cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London Cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Thank you so much for making 3 years here in KCNR a possibility. Going into our fourth year, and we are really excited. You're going to just hold on your horses. We've got some changes happening here.
I think you're going to like them.
It's good that you change. Yeah. It's going to be good.
And one of the reasons that we've been able to just keep hanging in there is because of you all, not hanging in there, but continue to grow and expand that we're doing. We have some plans for that this coming year. But it's also so much, we thank so much our sponsors and our advertisers, like Redding Harley-Davidson. Family business established in 1977. It's Christmas time, my friends. Isn't it time to put a Harley underneath your tree? I think so. And before the sales tax goes up in January, still time to do that. Not only can you get a great motorcycle, you can get all the accessories you could possibly want from Redding Harley Davidson. Give them a call at 241-7117 or stop by 1268 Twin View Boulevard right here in Redding. Just remember, if you want to ride that motorcycle, if you want to make a statement, if you want to experience the ride, live the dream, it's Redding Harley Davidson.
We have some other people to thank here that have been with us since the beginning, that helped has helped us to thrive. And that's Chris Waga, Christine Perry, Paul Barth, and Dave West. They have been instrumental. We've had... How many people, over 1,000 guests have been on our show.
In the last three years. That's right. And they've ranged from, Ann Coulter, Karl Rove, ACLU, Tea Party, Occupy Now. I mean, if it's a community voice, you're here. The Democrats, Republicans, we don't care. We are a community voice. We are your voice. To everybody in the North State. And sometimes when, you know, you don't get an opportunity to do that or you hear one side of it, we try to always give that other side. And just like today, you know, I think, you know, that our guest, Jim Hagenson from the Northern California State Militia has opened up a lot of eyes about the state militia. You know, everybody hears it. And, you know, the fact is that if you're between 18 and 43, you should be calling him. And what's your website, Jim?
It's cal-militia.com, C-A-L with a dash, then militia.com.
You have any phone numbers there that you want to give out? Or
no, that's our primary starting point, and from there you can log on and we'll get back in touch with you. There's another website for the whole nation, modernmilitiamovement.com.
I looked at that one after you told me about it. Yeah, that one's got a whole bunch of them.
Right, there's over 100 different groups, and in each state there's two or three different groups in most states. Texas, of course, has got lots of groups because they can't agree with one another. But
yeah, my militia. No, join my militia. Okay, now one of the things you do, one of the things that you all are kind of focused on here is what happens in case of either a man-made disaster or a natural disaster. The militia is getting ready for that. You're preparing for that.
It's one of our primary focuses is to be ready in an emergency of a major nature. In fact, we train for a complete loss of electric power, the grid's down, and it's not coming back. What would we do? How would we get by in that environment? How would we be in a position to help others? And the unfortunate truth is we're not going to be in much of a position to help a whole lot of people who aren't also ready and prepared because we can't make food appear out of thin air. We can feed ourselves for a year, maybe a bit more.
Now, that's your militia there.
That's our militia, right. And maybe some extra on the edges. But people who aren't prepared in a big emergency, something major, well, they're in trouble.
Do you plan on giving people food?
No, okay. Not really.
That's not cold. No, you're having to protect yourself and your family.
This gets hardcore. It really gets hardcore at this moment. That's why we've been watching that.
We have had shows. We've had a week-long series of shows about getting ready in case of disaster. I don't believe the polls are going to shift, all right? I don't believe the Mayan calendar that everything's going to end the next week. I don't believe that. But I do believe there could be a natural disaster.
There could be a chemical.
Man-made disaster, yes. Or something that can cause a real... hiccup in what we do.
A chemical, an outbreak of disease. Exactly.
And you've got to be prepared. And, you know, frankly, you know, we preach it all the time. We think we're doing okay for a couple of weeks, and we realize, well, you know what? We don't have this. So it's, and you all have a location. Yep. I mean, as do all people should. I know, we don't want to know where, but.
On the Prepper Show, they talk about bug out locations.
Yeah.
It's a popular topic. A lot of militia units do, a lot of prepper groups do, a lot of individuals and families have what's called a bug-out location, somewhere where they can go and feel safe, hopefully with a supply of water, somewhere they can grow food, store food, have ammunition. Sometimes it's not far from a city, sometimes it's way out in the boonies.
We were just talking about it. We're associating with a group of people that have a place in Utah, a canyon, And we also have another place that's really close into town. But we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Terry, hang on till after the break. And I know you have a question for Jim. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Hey, Bob Lange, if I hadn't said this really out loud, thanks a lot, my friend.
And thank you, sir.
Americans, you know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You can help Haven Humane Society shelter animals this holiday season. For a $25 donation to Haven Humane, you can have a free family photo session, including your pets, with T.A. Schmidt Photography. You'll get a 5x7 photo print suitable for creating Christmas cards. Call T.A. Schmidt at 244-2636 by December 15th to make an appointment. And if you'd like to donate for dog beds at the new Morgan Adoption Center, or like more information about more ways to help the animals, go online at havenhumane.net or call 241-1653. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The Northern California Veterans Cemetery, located in Igo, will be hosting its fifth annual Wreaths Across America program at 12 noon on Saturday, December 15th. Volunteers have assembled 2,000 wreaths for placement on the gravesites. This year's program will also feature student participation from the West Cottonwood Junior High School. Citizens who have loved ones buried at the cemetery and others who would like to assist with the placement of wreaths are encouraged to attend. Thank you.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, we want to thank all of our listeners out there, everybody that supported us for the last 3 years as we start in our fourth year, and we've got some changes coming that I think you're going to like. We'll change it in the program, but one thing we'll never change is our local program. That's, you know, that's the heart here of KCNR, letting our local programs run. And we are always looking for more programs. If you think that you've got a great idea and you want to have a show here on KCNR, give us a call. You've got the number here, 530-605-4567. You're always welcome. We always welcome new ideas on how to get better and how to expand and keep growing. We love Reading. We love the North State. And we can't think of a better place to live and prosper here. Okay, we've got a lot of people here on the phone. Terry, you're first.
Hey, happy birthday, you guys.
Hey, thanks, Terry.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks for all the support y'all have given us over the years.
You guys are awesome. Anyway, I'm glad to see that that Jim's coming out here and really making the militia a little more palatable to the community.
Makes it less scary. Come on, yeah.
Anyway, on Monday nights, we do a survival and preparedness group. We do ham radio classes. We have a registered nurse that comes every Monday night, teaches us about that. We have firearms experts. We have food preparation. We work closely with Shelf Reliance. And, you know, we also have gone in, and Mark Kent, is, who I believe Jim knows, and I have done some neighborhood watch meetings. And so we are kind of working in a way, maybe hand-in-hand, but not really knowing this. We're more out front in the community, and I think it'd be great if the militia, if you guys ever thought about doing some neighborhood watches and really getting involved as far as making yourself to where the community says, hey, this is stuff we can do. I mean, the things we do on Monday night are great because now the you kind of open the door for us to let the community know about our nurse and ham radio, survival preparedness, and Mark Kent, as you know, does a program every Saturday morning.
Sovereign Minds. He's another mainstay. He's another mainstay here.
He's worked
with
you before, and he helped you when you guys were on that search and rescue mission. But just wondering what your moves are to come out and be a little more open in the community. I mean, and one last thing, and that is if the governor calls you up, Governor Brown, I hope you pause on what he wants you to do.
Okay, Terry. Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah. And, yeah, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for the kind words. Jim, that was like 12 things there. Well, but the main thing is, are you going to come out and do the...
Well, there were two there that I'd like to talk about that I can remember. One is the last thing he mentioned, Governor Brown, if he calls us up. We often joke about that because the governor can obviously, he can yeah. call us up. We just often find great comfort in knowing that we'll probably be the last people he calls up.
If he does call, is
right.
it that bad?
Well, we don't share many of the same interests
right.
because we take the oath to support and defend the Constitution very seriously, and we suspect he and some of his other kind like him do not. The other one, the community watch question, we have been working in the last 3 or 4 months with the South County, South Shasta County community watch captains. We've been going to their meetings, and they come to our meetings. We've got a website down there. I don't remember it. It's off the top of my head. It's like Cottonwood Community Watch. And there's a Facebook page and some other things where we're putting the information together from each one of the Community Watch groups so they can share information about what's going on and how to participate in the patrols. Some of the people aren't militia members who participate in patrols. They're just Community Watch
sure.
people.
And so how do we find you? How does someone find you?
To start with, you pretty much have to go through the Cal-Militia website.
Okay.
And that'll lead to all other things. If you're in Cottonwood and you want to stop in and just chat about the militia, you can go to the barbershop.
That sounds like a good idea.
During the break, right. Carl was asking, have we been called out by to some sort of alarms and things? And there's a funny story. I've got 100 funny stories. But there was a bank robbery alarm. Went off at the local bank, Tri-County's Bank on Main Street in Cottonwood. The alarm goes off. The phone rings at the barbershop. Woody answers. Hey, Woody. Yeah? Listening to the scanner. Bank alarm just went off at Tri-County's. So there were 5 or 6 armed individuals in the barbershop at the time. They responded to the bank, peeked in. Everything was fine. It was a pregnant teller had bumped the alarm thing. And teller steps out. Hey, Woody, what's going on? He goes, hey, there was an alarm. Is everything okay? Yeah, everything's okay. Okay, good. And everybody went back to what they were doing. Half an hour later, the sheriff rolls up, you know, code 3, responding to an alarm. Everything's done. Everything's over. And so he comes by the barbershop. Hey, did you guys respond down there? Yeah, everything was fine. Oh, okay.
Hey, let's go to the phones here.
Yeah,
Nancy.
Thank
you for waiting, Nancy.
We just have a few seconds.
Well, thank you, guys. I just want to say congratulations on 3 years at KCNR. We as a community are so proud of you guys. You just hung in there. You are community heralds. And just keep up the good work. I love the community connection. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your support
for your
from the very
Nancy.
Beginning, Nancy.
And we appreciate all our guests that have come forth, this shared just thoughts and energy. And again, Jim Higginson, thank you so much for being our guest today on our very special birthday, and all of the other people who have wished us well.
Yeah, somebody that's prepared, and that's what everybody should be. And we're prepared to go in this next year. We know you're going to like what you're going to hear and see right here from KCNR 1460. Gosh.
Coming up, Shasta Startup.
Shasta Start. Les Melbert's going to come in here, and after that, The Bold Truth. And, of course, our weekend shows. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
Gonna stand my ground. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Learning has been put on hold at a Connecticut elementary school after a shooting. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum has more live.
It's a chaotic situation. Many police and ambulances on the scene, children led from the school, some crying, nervous parents outside. We can tell you there was a shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, the kindergarten through fourth grade school in Newtown, Connecticut, near Danbury. The Associated Press reports a gunman is dead and a teacher was shot in the foot. The mayor of Danbury says three people were seriously wounded. Everything else is unconfirmed, including reports that children are among those shot, Pam.
Thanks, Hank. The doors of a shopping mall in Portland, Oregon are reopening days after a man shot and killed two people and then turned the weapon on himself. Another shopper was hurt. With more work to be done on avoiding the fiscal cliff, House Speaker John Boehner plans to spend the weekend away from Washington. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
Before leaving for his Ohio.